The scheme was ingenious. The idea was brilliant, as befitting God. And so the realm of the relative was created, and along with it, relative experience. This is, of course, a very simple, basic explanation of things.
Does this mean that in order for me to experience something good, that something bad has to exist in my experience?
Well, first of all, good and bad are value judgments having to do with many, many other decisions that you have made about yourself and about life.
I know. I don't want to get into that level of intricacy here. Can we just address the question head on?
All right. The answer is yes. Something which is bad, according to your terms, has to exist in your experience in order for you to experience something that you call good.
Well, that explains a lot. Now I understand why my life is so often a pile of...
But here is what you would call the good news. The bad that has to exist in your experience does not have to exist in your immediate experience.
What does that mean?
It means that the so-called other side or opposite of what you wish to experience may exist either in your past or in some location far away from you, such as the most distant location in your universe. It merely has to be something of which you are aware. It has to be part of your consciousness. Your universe is nothing more than a contextual field. It's a holder or container into which has been poured every experience it is possible to have. Or to put it another way, the totality of that which is.
In other words, God.
Call it what you wish. Now, you can reach into this contextual field of memory and distance, what you have called time and space, and find the opposite of any experience you presently choose to have. You don't have to draw that opposite to you. You need only to know that it exists. Thus, it is said that knowledge is power.
So, in order for me to experience having a good time, all I have to do is remember the bad times.
Precisely.
So life is just a matter of perspective.
That's correct. And how you see things depends on how you choose to see them.
Well, I don't get that. We see things as they are.
Oh, no. You give everything its meaning. Always remember that. In the days of the new spirituality, all people will understand that nothing has any meaning save the meaning they give it.
Okay. But what does this have to do with relationships?
Everything. All of the meaning in your relationships is meaning you have put there. Nothing means anything at all except what you say it does. That includes all the things that have been done to you and by you. You can give these things any meaning you want. But be careful, because the meaning you give them is the meaning they will have for you. Then you will act on this, believing it to be real. What you say will be what you experience.
Yes, but talking about being real, let's be real here. Sometimes things hurt a lot. I mean, help me out.
The feeling of being hurt is simply an act of forgetfulness. You have forgotten who you are. You have forgotten who the other is. And you have forgotten what you are both doing here. You have melted into the Maya. You have become the illusion. You are living the story you have created as a playwright who has fallen asleep and is dreaming that he is living his own script. You can play out the script to the bitter, sad end if you wish, but you already know the ending. So what's the point?
No, I don't know the ending. What is the ending?
The ending is always the same. You will one day awaken in this lifetime or the next, and you will then understand who you really are and who everyone else is. And you will forgive everyone everything, and you will go past forgiveness to the place where you are clear that forgiveness is not necessary. You will see the perfection in the whole process, how it all worked wonderfully to produce your own evolution, and you will thank all of the players in your script, and you will dance together and be merry, for God's love will embrace the lot of you, and you will embrace each other as well in your love for God, which is life itself. This is the story of consciousness unfolding. This is the story of humanity evolving. This is the story of you being.